This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Internet review sites, like Yelp, is probably the best-known one. They can help you find a great new restaurant nearby, or if you own that restaurant, they can help with marketing the thing. Not everything online, though, is as benign as finding a place for dinner, as we all well know. Law enforcement agencies across the country are starting to take notice of what are called John boards, sites where men rate and review prostitutes. Sasha Aslanian from APM Reports has this story of a bust in Seattle, and as you can imagine, this might not be a story for the kids.
What's going on? Good. So?
Luke Hillman's a wiry guy in his early 40s. He's having drinks in a bar in suburban Seattle with a group of men he first met on the internet.
Looking at them in a bar, you would have no idea. They're just normal guys.
Normal guys who worked for some of the region's most prominent employers, Microsoft, Boeing, Amazon. One was a radiologist, another was a dentist. What they didn't know was that Hillman, the man they'd invited into their elite circle, was actually an undercover detective.
I remember sitting there the first time, and I was just like looking around, praying that nobody would see me sitting with these guys and would hear what they were saying.
She has naturally no breasts.
The men were discussing their hobby, buying sex from Korean prostitutes in luxury apartments nearby. The men met on the reviewboard.net. It's one of many sites across the country where men rate prostitutes. Investigators estimate the review board had between 15 and 20,000 members. I can't read most of their reviews on the radio. They describe a woman's weight, race, breast size, which sex act she was willing to perform, and her hourly rate. The men in the restaurant were part of a subgroup that called itself the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Police documents show they were spending $300 per session, multiple times a week. They wrote glowing reviews to draw customers to their favorite women. That kept the women in town longer and encouraged so-called agencies to send new women their way.
So they were really operating as pimps.
Valiant Ritchie, a senior deputy prosecuting attorney for King County, is one of the lead attorneys on the case.
They're not charged with promoting prostitution because they went and bought a lot of sex. They're charged with promoting prostitution because they expanded the market. They facilitated visits to these women. They connected new buyers to the women and helped with the screening process. They wrote reviews about them.
After 6 months of undercover surveillance, Seattle authorities seized the league's website and the larger website, the review board.
We've just taken down one small tentacle of what's going on. There are still umpteen websites out there that we haven't gotten to yet.
King County Sheriff John Urquhart announced the takedown. 8 brothels were busted. 12 Korean women were offered human trafficking victim services and released. Instead of charging the 16 league members with buying sex, a misdemeanor, they were charged with promoting prostitution, a felony. More than half have pleaded guilty. At his sentencing, one of the men, Paul Reinhardt, expressed remorse and said he'd been drawn into friendships and lost perspective.
I took on a misguided feeling. This was a community like other legitimate communities.
This board is now gone, but it's left a digital trail that could help law enforcement come to a better understanding of how frequent buyers operate. About 15% of American men buy sex at some point, but one researcher found 5% of them account for nearly half the illegal sex buying transactions. Alex Truteau runs an anti-trafficking nonprofit in Atlanta called Youth Spark. He says in order for high-frequency buyers to feed their habit, they constantly need to find new sources of sex and avoid the cops. That means they have to share intel.
John boards are by far and away the fastest and easiest place to find these individuals.
Prosecutors say the Seattle case opened up a new window into the sex trade, where internet crowdsourcing allows buyers to work together to blur the lines between supply and demand. I'm Sasha Aslanian for Marketplace.
Sasha's story was produced for us with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.